All right. So we'll go ahead and call meeting in order. I apologize for just saying now handing you the agenda. I was going to try to get it up Wednesday night. I completely spaced. So this is the agenda. I know several came to me with some things they wanted to add to the agenda as far as new business went, and I've added those in. If there is something, normally we can add it before the agenda was made, but if for some reason there's a pressing issue that is falls under new business, we'll go ahead and accept those on a limited basis tonight, as long as they're pertinent. We'll try to keep these meetings a little shorter than they have been in the past since we've got most of the issues condensed into what we need to do so we can get down to the business of taking care of the business, as it were. Okay. So, first, before we start, should we open our business meeting with a prayer?
Let us pray. Almighty God, Holy Father, thank you for today and for all the blessings that you bless us with. As we are sitting here contemplating your work, we pray that we will do all the things in a spirit of harmony and in keeping with your word. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Okay. First thing I want to do is just the acceptance of last month's minutes. If you haven't had a chance, they are posted in the hallway over there and also online at our website.
I move the week's health minutes.
One second.
Minutes. Any objections? All right, moving on to old business. The only thing we had hanging around from last month that I could discern was we're supposed to be adding Jerry Burns to the bank account. He's not here to say whether it happened or not, but does anybody know if he ever got added?
I don't think he has. Been
I don't think I yet either, but we can table that.
I send the impression that the three that are signed had to be there for him to be added.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, then we'll,
so you would know better.
I would know, but yeah. Okay. Well, then we'll lay that for another time, and I'll do some research on that in the meantime. But, and it moves us to B, and I will be giving that information. Just to let everybody know, at last meeting we talked.
Hi, girls.
We talked about some things that were ongoing in regards to maintenance on the building, i.e., the. Can you hear me, Dick? Can you hear me? Am I speaking loud enough?
You are now.
Okay. You had that look on your face like I wasn't talking loud enough, and I wanted to make sure that.
Background. No.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. Okay, so status update on
the other side of the
status update on completed maintenance as far as the building goes. All of the locks specifically have been changed now, rekeyed, and keys have been issued. If you don't have a new key, and for some reason I overlooked you, which I don't think I have. If you need a key, please let me know. We will try to expedite that process and get one made for you. I didn't pick and choose who got a key. I just went basically off of who already had a key and swapped those keys out with new keys for them. And then there were a few others made for people that were signed up for building maintenance type duties that I gave keys to. So it wasn't I didn't make a list of who I thought should have keys. So if for some reason you're overlooked, please let me know so we can get that taken care of.
And we do have 4 or 5 keys available tonight.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Stan also made some extra copies. So, and the one lock that was giving us a problem, I rectified that. So that's all the locks, the whole thing are changed. I did have one question. Are we going to change the password?
Well, that's
or do we need to at this point?
Yeah, we don't necessarily need to unless everyone wants to. I have not yet changed the key and the key code for the. I just was waiting for the lock to be changed before I did it. And it's a very simple process to change it to another 4-digit code, but with the new locks.
Awesome. Yeah, I was going to say I don't know
that it's necessary to do that.
I second just
it. Okay, thank you.
All in favor? All right. Okay. We don't have to vote on things we're not changing, so. The third thing I have as old business.
Thing about the code, the code the way it is?
We're not changing the code. Yep.
But how many people have it that are not changing it?
How are they going to get in?
Zero people have it that have new keys that don't
they
enter.
They can't get into the panel.
So I can clear that up.
Yep, that's what. Yes, sir. Thank you. Moving on to C. Bible classes. I only put this line item in there because we had some information from last meeting. I know that the resource room is being worked on currently,
yes.
Being reorganized.
Yeah.
Okay. And do we know if that kind of
progress is being made? They're doing. Okay. There are a lot of ladies that are
yep.
involved in it.
Oh yes,
so.
I've seen them up here.
Yeah, they've been working hard.
I tried to stay outside, and I had to come inside. Now,
no, not a good.
I almost didn't make it back out.
I set my eyes on it the other day. The room there to our left, your right, is very clear right now. It's clean. It has things in it that should be there, but all of that junk is now in a room over here, and it's getting sorted and gone through, and much progress has been made.
The other thing that I had listed here is I know it says curriculum update for younger grades. That may just be, I was just curious, have we implemented, I know we've talked about doing Patsy's curriculum. Or
yeah, Patsy's curriculum is being used for Riley's age group.
For Riley's age group, okay.
And there are two things that we need to keep in mind is the, I think we've settled on a curriculum for the middle school as well, but we haven't bought the new books for them, so that needs to be done quick. And I'll take care of that.
Okay, that's fine.
You're satisfied with the material?
I like it. It.
I like it too. I did one last thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's thorough. Is not wacky. In bringing in additional things that some curriculum can be. That you have to teach around or say, well, this is a blatant stretch of an assumption. Had some of that with the last material that we were using, and I've really liked it.
That was the plan, is to stay with that for the middle school kids and the element. I mean, the 2 and 3 year olds also have curriculum that we've settled on. That we're utilizing that seems to work well. So it's there. What we haven't done, because we've only had one teacher's meeting, is it was a quick, we basically said, here it is to the teachers who were using it this first semester. And I intended, after the meeting tonight, is that next Sunday night, have a teacher's meeting. What I would like to do there is to set up for the remainder of the year, get teachers' agreement, and that way the materials can get to them in good order.
Okay.
And keep up with it that way a year in advance.
And what I might just suggest, but maybe in old business for next month, we can put have you just give a report of the teachers' meeting, so that we, because I know we had a teachers' meeting and kind of got some information trickled in, but it's not that it's confusing, it's just...
Well, once we get a schedule, we can put it up.
We just really hadn't had a chance, and I didn't jump on
it.
We got the first quarter done, then we let it go for a few weeks before the next quarter comes up. By the way, with regard to that, I would like for the men who are interested in teaching the Wednesday night class that we have some volunteers and get that a year in advance as well. Justin will be finishing up, and we have a lot of material that we can utilize that we kind of... Justin and I kind of looked for some things online that we could utilize and came up with some pretty decent ideas. But, you know, for the men who are going to teach, for them to look through that and say, I would like to do this or this seems good, and kind of come to some decisions before it's last second so that they can be familiar with the material and be ready. So if you are interested in teaching starting next quarter or any time in the next year, then please let me know when, and otherwise I'm going to start looking for people.
Okay.
Because people signed in that survey and they said, I'm willing.
Sure.
And I'm going to hold you to it if you don't volunteer.
I mean, there were some other random questions that I people peppered me with over, you know, just
Well, tell him your maintenance guy. You're not.
I know. I try, but you know how that works.
Like, say, come talk to Steve about that.
So what I told him was, well, since we clarified that you're planning on having a teachers meeting next week, I will tell them to field those questions during the teachers meeting regarding all that kind of stuff.
I'll put that out tonight. Okay. We're going to have a meeting next week.
Sounds great. Okay. That should resolve all of our old business that I had listed. Does anybody else? Did I miss anything in the old? Yes, Nick.
Well, it was something that I should have brought up at the time when we discussed about the Lord's table and all the net of that.
Okay.
And what I wanted to mention up that how they did when I was at North Beach, and I don't mean by that we need to do it that way, but one of the reasons why we did it, and so what it was that the in this case, the elders assigned me to give to the poor men that would do the Lord's Supper short time before the service. We'd go in a side room, and then who's going to do the prayer for the blessing or giving thanks for the bread, and who was going to give the blessing or the thanks for the fruit of the vine, and who'd give the prayer like that. And reason that was because not everybody says a scriptural prayer. They do not give thanks or ask God to give a blessed bread, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's a could be agenda for another time.
Okay. But,
so I don't mean we should do the way you did, because the farmer sure. Doing is fine.
Right.
And then before we broke up and the men went out, we'd have a short devotional prayer, you know, and because of the solemn feast that we had there. And there are still some that do not either thank God or give or God to bless them. I mean, to me, that's not a scriptural prayer. And I hope it doesn't fall under the later verses about what's the word of God? That did it in vain, or that's not right what
sure.
It was.
But, no vain repetition.
But it might be good for a future agenda when more people okay. Hear that the okay. Ones that don't necessarily.
That's certainly something we can probably look at. I mean, I think our system right now seems to be working well, but.
No, I'm as far as the service, but I mean, the prayer I'm talking about.
Sure.
What you have a service goes in, and you don't say the.
That may be a topic.
What I do is that I do the thanks or ask God myself when giving the prayer.
I noticed that you're signed up for a talk next month. Maybe that could be the topic of your talk is effective prayer next month. Next month.
The one I have is 3 pages long.
Okay. All right.
This is not the first time it's come up.
Yeah. Well,
for me.
Yes, sir. All right. So move on to the new business. I really don't have a whole lot. First topic is that we need to schedule. I know that we are supposed to be having a spring work day. I would imagine ahead of our meeting. I don't know that we had I've never found anywhere that we had a date set in stone for that.
So. Got the date set up.
Oh, yeah. We did set the date? Sorry.
Yeah. April 27th, July 27th, and October 26th.
Okay, I missed that. That's my fault.
That's fine.
Okay, so.
I knew that, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
Get to it.
So we did the first one on the last Saturday of January, mm-hmm. And then it was just quarterly, the last Saturday of a month each quarter.
So the only thing I would say is now that we have I see that since we have a meeting scheduled for May 11th through 16th, I don't know if I can make motions since I'm in charge right now, but we might consider maybe moving that into the first week of May, second week of May, so that we could have it sooner before our meeting rather than a month before our meeting.
So just set it back a week?
It's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
Be,
no, you're right.
1 week.
I'm just seeing double digits, but it seems like a month. It's not. You're right. 2 weeks. But I just found out there. Okay, so we do have a date.
Do we have a way of getting the brush behind the fence gone? Or is it gone? Have you looked last week or two?
It's not gone yet.
Okay. The thorns?
The ones thorny briars that are over by the
behind the.
Oh no, I'm working.
Supposed to be one of the items we're going to do.
Yeah. I was actually told your wife I was going to take care of that, and I just have not done it yet. I got busy doing locks and got.
Yeah, I understand. I just it would be nice to get that gone before.
Oh yeah, no, that'll be gone.
Josh, quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a big garbage pickup here at the building?
You
like,
would ask,
like you do in the residence.
Where's Eddie Matney? Eddie, you take our trash out. Do you know?
Don't think I've ever had any reason to take anything big up, but I would bet you.
The recycle bins are very heavy with books right now. I tried to move one when I was trimming, and I couldn't lift it with one hand.
Did you put them all in there?
No.
Can I roll? Ladies have been
throwing away. No, you need help. It took two women to take it out there.
Well, if you need the other barrel, are they carrying that boat up?
I don't know. I didn't look near the barrel.
Did they unload it?
See, we have two men.
Oh, when did it roll? When did they pick it up?
I don't know.
It was Friday when I saw it.
When you say recycle, but like one of the trash cans?
There's two cans back there.
Yeah. Is one recycling and one not?
They're both
refuse, right?
Okay. They'll pick up both.
Yeah, because the truck just comes by with the arm and throws it in there. Okay.
They'll pick up both. They charge for one. They only do one free each
week. And what day?
Oh, okay.
They pick them up Wednesdays and Saturdays. I always put them out Tuesdays and Fridays.
Well, I'm going to see if I can get a barrel and just have the ladies burn that stuff in the back of the building. I'm just kidding.
But to answer your question, they do have a bulk pickup. We have in the past, when we've done work on the building, they're pretty limited in what they'll take, and you have to prepare it in a particular way. But like, for example, branches, they've got to be cut to a certain length and bundled together in stacks, and we can inquire to City Hall as to what the requirements are, but they're
it's all my once or twice a month.
I've always cheated, just thrown it in my truck and taking it home and put it on my curb because River Oaks will pick up everything. No. So,
did they let you use trash barrels here?
No.
River Oaks, they'll pick up the whole trash barrel, throw it in there.
That's because you're not supposed to have trash barrels. You're only supposed to have bags out there. All right, that's a whole different topic. Let's move on. The other request that I had that was given to me was prior to the work day, one of the ladies of the congregation wanted permission, I guess, to organize a meeting of the ladies to organize work that needed to be done inside prior to that work day.
To approve that.
Okay.
Let them do what they want.
That's what I said. I didn't think they needed to request permission, but they felt like they needed to do that, so here it is. I second it.
I think it's good to keep us informed.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Sure. I don't have a problem with
it. Yeah, you might mention to them, to whoever it was that requested, that week after next, or since we're on that teacher's meeting. But.
Right. Well, I mean, I will let...
Maybe a Wednesday night or something.
It wasn't given to me anonymously, was it? I
mean, no. Okay, my wife was the one.
It's just wife. I didn't want to, like...
No, that's fine. Yeah, just Mr. We've got the teacher's meeting, and so I might want to do it another time than that.
They could do it, after Wednesday night services, even if they wanted to, right? Or...
Whatever.
Well, I mean,
I'll let her figure out how she wants to do that.
Yeah, IED could simply be after we're done with the teacher meeting, because I don't think that's going to take very long.
Have you ever seen women organized like cleaning desks?
Well, no, I'm talking about the teacher's meeting, not going to take long.
We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay. So
I'll run it as quick.
No one has any objections to the ladies having a meeting to plan for inside work? Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Oh, and the last thing that's not on your agendas but was handed to me or requested of me literally before I walked down the hall with the agendas was I had a lady of the congregation that wanted to remain anonymous, but she had a request. And
who was it?
Almost got me.
That's quick.
Almost got me. No. And her request was, and so I told her I would take a request for the meeting and have the men discuss it, but her request was that song leaders attempt to refrain from leading songs that were unfamiliar, specifically before the Lord's Supper. that she was unable to partake, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago of the Lord's Supper because the song that was chosen before the Lord's Supper that Sunday evening was very unfamiliar to her, and it made it to where she was so distracted that she was unable to partake. And I know that's a personal thing. So that's what it is. It's out there. I'll discuss it. Doesn't matter what my opinion is on it.
So. That sounds wise.
I think it's wise. Sure.
Yeah. But how could you take away from
it? Well, that's the thing is. Right.
You have questions, ask other song leaders so they'll know. I mean, it's true. Yeah, I've let that up half a dozen times or something.
Yeah.
I mean, we do have some songs there we sing over and over and over again that are pretty familiar for sure.
And you can practice on those on the Sunday, on the times when we have singing with the approved list.
Yeah, right. Okay, Tommy volunteered to come with the approved list of.
Josh, you could
yes,
go
sir.
To her before the Lord's Supper and ask her what song she wanted to sing.
Yep, I guess that's one option. I don't think that she was trying to be like causing any kind of trouble. She was very sincere about her request. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and say it. If you're a man and you're leading the songs, you know which ones we know here.
For the most part, I've led some that I thought everybody knew that I just hadn't sang
okay.
in a long time.
Yeah, George hadn't been very long, so he's
I understand, but. George is outlier here when it comes to this, and not you could.
I appreciate that.
I know, but I'm just saying we know, and generally speaking, we're not going to look for a new Lord's Supper song out of the supplement that we've never sung before. We should all just common sense know we're not doing that. And I mean, in the case of George, I think he's intelligent enough to know that if I have a question, we're just not gonna do it. So I trust the men to be able to do that. But I think the sister's point is don't lead new ones.
Yeah, I mean that was. It just boils down to like simple common sense, I think.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
Unfortunately,
if in doubt, pick another one or ask another song leader.
I don't know who specifically was leading the singing, and it doesn't even matter.
Right.
I don't think anybody would purposely lead a overly difficult song prior to Lord's Supper.
Agreed.
Just to be difficult. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Just be mindful.
But just try to be mindful of others that are, especially if they're when it is in regards to the Lord's Supper or the partaking of that, some might be, you know, just the same as we need to be mindful of offending our brother's conscience when it comes to, you know, doing things in the way that we do them on Sunday nights, for instance, and the way we even down to the way we announce what our song is and whatnot. So. I think y'all have been asked that specifically before, so let's all just, if we are a song leader, try to be mindful, and we will do the best to all get along the best we can, I guess. Yes, sir.
This meeting is the time to deal with issues like this. It's a good thing to discuss these kinds of things.
Yep.
Carry them forward for maybe a couple of meetings so that those who aren't here will hear them, but I've always been very careful. Never lead a new song in a worship service. The time to learn new songs is when you're having a singing night or something like that, where you could actually stop and work on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the men need to be careful about that. Maybe they just need to be reminded. I've got a request. It's a small one, but it would be very helpful. Just if you would put it in a minute so we can carry it forward and remind everybody eventually. The men need to take their numbers down after services. Don't leave them up there for the next guy. Take them down and put them up. When you walk in the door and you look up and you see numbers, you don't know if someone's put them up there or not. If there's a song leader that's prepared.
I'm guilty of it. I don't think about it.
And if you've been pulled aside to lead the singing at the last minute, now it takes more time. It's just a good thing to do.
I should go up there and rearrange it.
I've tried that.
It doesn't work.
I so want to note that that's true because I had to take your numbers down.
Good. Thank you.
I just had to say. I have plenty of time though, so what's the problem?
You said something.
It's true.
You said something interesting there though. When we're in a singing and you can restart and try to teach and things like that. Mm-hmm. We really don't orient our singings like that either.
Right.
We're like I could lead the first verse of a song three times in a row just because I know in the past when we've done teaching songs, we'll just say, we're only singing soprano, you know. Mm-hmm. We're going to sing the whole thing through once, just soprano, to get people level set. And then mm-hmm. we can sing the first verse again, but now with all the parts, you know, things like that. And so if we want to do that in singings, then that's cool. If we want to set aside particularly times to learn, you know, have singings to learn songs, that's cool. Whatever we want to do. Just I don't think people feel open to that right now.
I think that you would, with the climate, if you will, that, like you said, people are not cool with that. When we're together for a worship service, that is specifically a singing service, I think that you would find, you know, I won't dare to put numbers on it, but I know there would be some that would be felt like that was no longer, you know, in accordance with a worship service or whatnot.
That's why I've always wanted to be on Wednesday night singings, but one of the things that we might consider, since we do have a 5 o'clock worship on Sunday evenings, is that after we dismiss that, every once in a while, maybe once every 2 or 3 months, just have a half hour or an hour singing afterwards to where it's specifically for that purpose. A lot of people will be able to stay for that.
Well, and then people can stay as long as they want, and you may still have a group of 6 or 7 people still singing at 10 o'clock at night, which is fine, as long as somebody's got a key lock to build.
Well, no. let's talk about that then. Is that something we want to just set into motion every 2-3 months?
Molders? I mean...
Or every month?
Why don't we brainstorm about it and, I mean...
Put it in the minutes for next time.
Put it on the agenda for next time. Speaking of, who wants to run the meeting next month?
I'll do it.
You sure? Okay.
I've got something to bring up next time anyway about personal work class.
Okay. All right.
Are we open for new business?
That was all the new business.
That was all.
But since I didn't put it out in a timely manner, I will open for limited. I mean, unless you're going to take us down a rabbit hole,
bite. That's what it's down below. Right. Very a brainy.
You
death,
whisper in my ear.
I think I have, but you didn't give me a good answer.
I know what you're going to bring up.
All right.
You want me to? I
think it needs to go.
You know what?
The record.
Since you brought it to me before, I will go ahead and I will add it to the minutes and let me put it out there. And I think though that. Well, I'll put it out there. Eddie had a question as to where there was biblical. I always read this. Basically, that we don't have elders, why can't we still have deacons?
Yeah, and I've checked this on my computer with other Church of Christ preachers both ways. I've asked people in the church here both ways. In the Bible, I do not see where you do not have deacons if you don't have elders. And for myself, just speaking for myself, I think we should have deacons. We've got to have somebody to help the preachers run the church, the way I see it. And I think we've had some good deacons, and I would like to see us continue that. But that's my own thoughts. I will go with whatever is... I'm told it's going the way it's going to be, but I'd like for it to be in a record. Either we have deacons or we don't. Let's not leave it in out.
So that was one of the topics that we said we needed to have a study on. We listed about 7 topics, and we said we need to study these 7 topics.
And it's been a while,
and we haven't done it. I don't know if somebody wrote it down in the minutes from whatever it was, December or January meeting.
Have to go back and revisit that.
But we do. We have a list, right?
I'm the someone on the minutes, and I didn't put it down. So
yeah.
It's, I don't know what those topics are.
No, I would say, I mean, we can certainly go back and listen to the recording. I don't remember that specific question arising, but certainly.
You're not losing your mind. I remember.
Years from okay. now, this
I'm not saying it. I just
don't know.
I'm sorry.
I said years from now, it may come up, but something about deacons, it should have been decided then instead of leaving it to them to decide.
My thing is, like, once we don't have any absence of elders, and we must be, you know, try to do the best we can following Bible patterns that we have, is that we all basically become the deacons, as it were. We just are not.
Well, in theory, that may be good, but, you know.
But we're all sitting here right now doing it, so. You didn't choose to go to your car and take off after service.
Well, the thing is, you're doing the duties of deacon, let's say, right now.
Sure.
You may decide 2 weeks from now you don't want to do it. So that leaves the church then without somebody doing that position unless somebody steps in. Whereas deacon, we know that you're going to be doing it for the time to come. You're stuck. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I could, even if I was a deacon, I mean, when I was a deacon, there nobody's forcing my hand to stay. I could step down anytime I wanted.
I know.
I guess.
But that would leave, you know.
But no, I understand what you're saying. And I think
I'm not trying to force anybody to go either way of thinking. I just want to get put down the record. Or do we have deacons or do we not? It's as simple as that.
No, we do not have deacons.
All right, that's all I want you to know.
Can't have deacons without elders.
No, he's asking why.
That was his question.
That's his question.
But maybe that's something y'all can study on together. Dick seems to.
I've got.
He knows a lot more than I do.
Several places on the internet where I pulled up Church of Christ preachers and their opinion that you can have deacons. We had deacons before they had elders in the early history of the Bible.
Well, that's noted.
It's said. I've got my piece out.
Yes, sir.
Just
without studying.
I have nothing else listed. Yes, Dick.
Okay, we got a far away from the first thing brought up in discussion about whoever it was requested about the not have new songs of the Lord's Supper, and get further away from that. I mean, and of course. We take the Lord's Supper to proclaim the death of our Lord. It comes every first day of the week. And this is a solemn feast, and we shouldn't ever do anything to distract from that, whether it's unscriptural prayer or something like the question about the songs there and such. So, I mean, that's okay, keep that in mind. People have been distracting from that. And that's what we're here for on the first day of the week. And then we do hear the preaching, though.
But we, yes, sir. Yeah, appreciate that. All right. Well, being nothing further, seeing no other hands. Yes.
Yes, there is. I took up.
I'm sorry, Stan.
Yeah, they're very quick.
You did tell me.
I just wanted to let everyone know of my upcoming meeting. It's going to require me to be gone on the 28th of this month. That's a singing night. Josh Jackson's already agreed to preach that morning, and then I forget who it is. It may be Dick. That's scheduled for the evening. Are you the one that has the 10-minute invitation in April?
This month.
This month?
April?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay, so Dick will have the evening. So I just want to make note of that. But also, because of Jeremiah's wedding, June 2nd, I will also be out of town, be up there for that. We should be... Wait a second here. Maybe I'm not going to be gone. The Wednesday previous, but I may not be gone that. We may be back by then, so I'll can that. And
I'll be gone.
If I need someone to preach, I will let y'all know just as soon as I know. The only other thing that I wanted to make note of is that we have had that statement that we made concerning Jerry and Brad Gallman up at the top of our website now for a couple of months. It's called a sticky note. It stays at the top no matter what else I put on. It's the very first thing. And once I remove that, it will go down to the date that we actually posted it. And really, I don't, for the purpose of a lot of visitors that come to our site, I don't want that up interminably. So I would like to ask the men if it would be all right for me to go ahead and remove that. Has it been up long enough, or do you want it up for a little bit longer before we let it go down to its health place?
Long enough for me.
Yeah.
I think it's reached the people it needs to reach, and it's going to reach their...
Alright, well then I will remove the sticky note, and I forget what day I posted it, but it will actually be, it will remain on the site, but it, you'd have to look for it to find it.
You brought up the last meeting, we're going to keep this going on and on and on.
Well, like I said,
I think that's a whole new different situation, though. He's asking if he can unpin it from the top of the post so that it's not up there forever.
It's been up since February, so.
Yeah.
It's been up 60 days.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I will remove the sticky note, and it'll go down to the proper place.
All right. See no other hands. I'll ask Deckard, will you lead us in a closing prayer?
Are you good with that?
Deckard's going to lead us in a closing prayer.
I thought, well, what part of it is about the churches and the gospel meetings and such.
Y'all had asked from the last meeting that the list that I had prepared to be provided for you. I've asked several times in the last couple of months if anyone has a name they would like to add to the list to let me know, but these are men that I have confidence in, that I was thinking about, and we need to start calling them and inquiring with regard to upcoming meetings. Some of the ones that have stars on them are men that have held meetings for us in the past. And a number of those men hold a lot of meetings, so we're going to have to, if we want to have them, we're going to have to start, you know, finding out when they can and working up and supplying that. So if there's any objection to any name, please let me know and know why. But otherwise, if anyone wants to add anything to it, let me know who, and we can bring those up as well.
We keep saying Andy Cantrell, but he never shows up on the list.
Andy Cantrell, well, I was thinking that it was Rick Duggan is who you said that you knew, and... I'm not sure because I thought about that one, and because I knew that you'd asked someone, but I didn't know who it was. Okay, Andy Cantrell. Well, he is on my page now. Okay, is he written?
Is this the list you came up with, or just?
Pretty much people I came up with.
I know I've been out of the loop for over 15 years and that and stuff. You know, and I was thinking about that.
Some of these men have more ability and more experience than others. I really kind of did it from ones who are local in that second paragraph and some of the others that are not. But anyway, they're all good preachers. They all are.
But you went out of the loop with me this way. I know I've been out of the loop for a long time. When I was in Houghton City, the last five gospel meetings, the ones that I chose, who would be the preachers, as well as it was approved by the business meeting, of course. They're looking for Jeremy Fight. It was a good film office. There it is. Okay. But I mean, but one thing, and this is for some of us in the future, but right now with our finances, we got to kind of stick with locals, like, you know, like Oklahoma or Texas and that.
No, we don't.
I mean, like with Joe Price, but $600. If you go one way, if you went nonstop from LAX to the Valley, then $600 on American Airlines, which they didn't do.
You know, far future of America. Okay. All right. Well, we got the list now. So if we have any questions about it, we can forward those for another time. But after we leave, in our closing prayer, please.
Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for helping us through this period of time in our congregation that we're going through. We thank you for all the many blessings that you bestow upon us. We thank you for the sacrifice that your Son gave on the cross for the remission of our sins. We ask that you forgive us of our sins as we commit them and as we repent of them. We send this prayer in your Son's name. Amen.